Britain should leave the EU right now, and it will boom after Brexit. Top Economist Tells May. By Fraser Moore. www.express.co.uk. 5th of August. Patrick Minford said ditching Brussels immediately will lead to increased economic growth and a boost to living standards. The Cardiff University professor called on the Prime Minister to save us all time and walk away from the EU lock, stock and barrel. And he also said the government should focus on scoring trade deals with countries across the globe, which could lead to economic growth of up to 4%. Most Western economies expect good economic growth of 2 or 3%. The former adviser to Margaret Thatcher said, "The British economy will certainly survive any short-term bumpiness. Most forecasts have become more optimistic already." The real focus of the debate should be on where Theresa May's government is taking our trade and other economic policies in the long term. He added, "Our ultimate goal should be to achieve unilateral free trade with all countries of the world." Mr. Minford, who is part of Economists for Brexit Group, also said the UK's economic output and living standards could increase by almost 5% when Britain is able to take control of levels of politically toxic immigration. He told The Telegraph, "The gain in GDP and living standards, according to my standard world free trade model, is about 4%. On top of that, there are gains from replacing EU regulation with our own, and from regaining control of mass unskilled immigration, which is costly to the economy and politically toxic." His comments come as Mark Carney, Governor of the Bank of England, confirmed Britain will thrive outside the Brussels bloc. Britain's top bank slashed interest rates to a record low of 0.25%, handing millions of mortgage holders an immediate saving on their monthly bills. Mr. Carney said Britain could handle Brexit and insisted there was no danger of recession. He added, "There will be less unemployment, more activity, and a greater prospect of a successful adjustment to the new reality the UK faces."